It's hard to believe that 2024 is just around the corner. 2023 has certainly gone by quickly, but not without some momentous food safety events and effects. Today, we welcome a special guest to TAG Talks, TAG's founder and CEO, Dr. David Acheson, with whom I, your host, Lisa Lupo, will discuss some of the most significant events of 2023 and their impacts on the food industry. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Lisa. Good to be reflecting on the year.
Yes. It's always interesting. So, David, what would you see as having been the most momentous aspects of 2023 for the food and beverage industry, and what sectors were most impacted?
Well, where do we start? And I don't think we've got 3 hours to chat about what happened in 2023. So we'll try to distill it down to some things that at least have stuck in my memory. And in no particular order of priority, because I think they're all relevant. Let me kick this off by saying, you know, over the course of the year, we have continued to see the microbiological challenges in the food industry, whether it's E. coli, whether it's Salmonella, whether it's Listeria. Those problems continue and those challenges continue to plague us. And, you know, a key message is there's no less focus on them than there ever was. Our public health officials are all over that. They're chasing down outbreaks. And right now, as we have this conversation, obviously, we're in the throes of a fairly significant Salmonella issue related to cantaloupe, which is not the first time. So, and sadly, it probably won't be the last. So I think we have to keep in mind that ongoing recalls, outbreaks associated with microbes continue just to be, it's a background, and it's been no different in 2023. But what has been different in 2023? Well, quite a few things. Probably one of the biggest areas of focus for the year was where FDA has gone. As I'm sure everybody watching this will remember, is last year we had a significant situation pop up with infant formula. It led to a lot of changes. It led to a lot of questions. It led to the commissioner establishing a group through Reagan-Udall to sort of explore, well, what should we do? And you know, about a year ago, that group was sort of coming together and figuring everything out and made some recommendations. And in 2023, that has actually gone somewhere. And we now have a new deputy commissioner of foods at the FDA with a different mandate and a different background. And I think that is probably, from a regulatory perspective, is one of the biggest changes in 2023, was this recognition at the FDA that we need to bring together food, whether it's, you know, human food, animal food, whether it's the policy setters in Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, whether it's the inspectorate from the Office of Regulatory Affairs, but to try to pull it all together into one cohesive group, which is what I see the charge of Jim Jones is, who's the new deputy commissioner. That's what he's charged to do. So that's a change that has occurred, and we've yet to see, obviously, a lot of impact from that. But that's a watch out for 2024 as to where that is going to go. So that's definitely a big issue. Staying on the regulatory side of things, there's been some interesting things happening at the state level, where the state of California worked a set of prohibitions of certain ingredients. They started out with a list of 5, titanium dioxide dropped off, they wound up with 4. But that passed through and the governor of California signed off on it not that long ago, banning those 4 chemical ingredients in foods. And I forget exactly when that is, but like 26 or 2027 or something, where they have to be out. It's interesting to me that California took the lead on this. And as we've commented actually from TAG in one of our newsletters recently, it's like FDA then followed suit. And particularly with one of these, they came along and said, yeah, we've been looking at that too. And we think we should ban it at the federal level. I think I commented in the newsletter is like, that's backwards. Our FDA should be ahead of the states, not the states ahead of the FDA. That's my view. Now, that others may see it differently, but like, well, that's a little different. But that's a regulatory component. I think the other regulatory thing, while we're on that, traceability rule. Clearly not a new element for 2023, but it's starting. I think a lot of food companies are starting to say, all right, we've got this new rule. I've got till 2026. I don't need to worry about it. And yet the wise ones are starting to say, how's this going to impact me? Whether you're a retailer, a distribution center, a grower, a manufacturer, it's going to impact you some way or another. So we're starting to see that gain some traction. Foreign supplier verification program. 2023 has seen continued focus on imported foods. FDA has continued to focus on high, what they determine high risk foods, spices and seafood and the like. Certainly plenty of inspections and testing going on at the ports of entry for some of these high risk foods. And we're continuing to see companies getting into trouble because they don't have a foreign supplier verification program that meets FDA standards, and they're getting 483s or warning letters. So that's the agency has continued to focus on FSVP. I think the another area which has been a pretty hot topic is allergens. Again, always an issue, always a concern, always a very low trigger for FDA to take regulatory action on allergen issues. That's no different. But what is different in 2023 is we've started to see some pretty hot conversations around sesame, which was the ninth allergen to be added to the list in the United States. And that has certainly thrown a loop to the baking industry, who have struggled with this in a way that I think many of them didn't anticipate would be so difficult to guarantee every last sesame seed is out of a plant. Really, really challenging. And FDA's had little tolerance for finding it, which again puts the industry in a pickle. and so inappropriately, an industry, a company that's got good GMPs doing things right, is putting precautionary labels on, saying, well, it may contain sesame. And what, again, 2023 has had the consumer groups blow up over that. It's like, well, you know, you can't, if you start to do that, that's taking product off the marketplace. And it's gone one step further, where some have said, we can't get rid of it. We don't have two plants. We can't have a sesame plant and a non-sesame plant. So we're simply just going to add it at a low level and put it on the label so that we meet regulatory requirements. And, you know, they're following the law. They're doing right by the regulators. But the consumer organizations have got all upset because now you've deliberately added to sesame to these products that didn't have it before, and you've limited availability to consumers. So that's been an interesting conversation, shall we say, for 2023. As an overall theme, and not a new one perhaps, chemicals continues to be just a key topic that is always a challenge. And by chemicals, I'm talking about every aspect, whether it's pesticides, whether it's residual drugs, or whether it's heavy metals. 2023 wasn't the start of a clear focus on heavy metals, but it has been the continuation of that. Again, temporarily, right now, we're dealing with a situation with lead toxicity in an increasingly large number of children, which is allegedly linked back to cinnamon and applesauce. You know, that's again going to put the lens on heavy metals and lead, particularly in ingredients. Once again, California is leading the pack on that also, because they're beginning to talk about putting legislation in place requiring companies to post heavy metal levels in certain products that are targeted towards babies and infants. We'll see where that one goes, but that's sort of, you know, that train has left the station in 2023, and we'll kind of see where, at what point it pulls into the next station and what happens. But chemicals is definitely continued to be a focus. And we've ended the year with, you know, a pretty scary situation of lead toxicity in kids. I haven't seen that in a while, but it sort of brings us full circle here, where we've got to continue to be 2023 has been a year of recalls for microbial issues, some old chestnuts. The good news is the produce industry seems to be generally doing well. Always a challenge, but fingers crossed, we haven't seen a do not eat romaine lettuce in 2023, and I'm very happy about that. And that's testimony to the great work that the produce industry is doing, because it's hard. So lots and lots of things going on in 2023, Lisa, and I think I've just scratched the surface. Because there's no end of challenges, and it's just increasingly complex and increasingly challenging. And maybe just to wrap it up, for food companies, as they've come out of COVID, the labor challenges have continued to plague manufacturers. The use of temporary workers, getting temporary workers trained, and a lot of the challenges at that level are people behavior issues, which has strengthened the need for food safety culture, which again, we've seen more interest in food safety culture. How can we measure it? How can we assess it? Where do we need to work on to improve it? So that continues to be a dominant theme about how you manage labor challenges and approaches within facilities. So it's been an interesting year, and I anticipate 2024 will be as equally, if not more challenging, but maybe in different ways.
Speaking of 2024, you'll be joining us again for our next TAG Talks for insights into the coming year. Any brief sneak peeks you could give our audience today?
Oh, absolutely not. They got to tune into the next one to find out. But no, I think we will, you know, we build off these themes. You know, we've seen change at FDA, and I think 2024 is, you know, feet will be under the table. There will be an understanding. And it's like, well, where are they going to go? What are we going to see? And we can speculate a little bit about where that may go.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. We appreciate your sharing of insights on 23 and look forward to more about 24. And thank you to our viewers. To ensure you are notified of Dr. Acheson's take on 2024 and TAG's continuing insights on all things food safety and public health, click subscribe and then click on the bell in the upper right corner to be notified. Thank you.